Natural gas is over 3 for the first time in quite a while. It's up 84, up 2.9%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett. Carol and Corey.
All right, Greg Jarrett, thank you so much. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage, brought to you by National Realty, managers of New York City cash flow real estate, providing you 12% annualized returns with immediate monthly distribution. See them at nria.net. This is Bloomberg. Spent the past 25 years racking up miles as an entrepreneur, operator of companies, angel investor, and venture capitalist. Rich Levendove is with us, partner at Avalon Ventures, along with Woody Benson, venture partner at Launch Capital, also a Bloomberg contributor. Rich is in our Bloomberg 1130 studio right next to me here in New York City, and Woody, of course, in our Bloomberg 1200 studio in Boston. This guy, Woody, has got a lot of experience.
This guy is the greatest. Rich is a rock star amongst venture capitalists, and just like President Obama, he does talk to entrepreneurs all the time. And Rich, welcome to Bloomberg, and I want to ask you, what is it you now know about entrepreneurs that maybe you didn't know or weren't so clear about before?
That's a great question, and thanks, Woody. Glad to be here. When I look at entrepreneurs now, it's clear that it is a lot more versatile in terms of the amount of solutions they can attack. With the internet spreading to billions of people, with software available and APIs, with open source libraries, I'm seeing the creativity reaching further and further down into people who never thought they could be an entrepreneur, but now have the tools and the infrastructure and the available capital to give it a whirl. So to me, it's sort of a pre-Cambrian explosion of activity that was not quite as intense as it is now 20 years ago when I first got started.
But on the vision, are the visions as big and robust and precocious as they were before?
That varies. Some are. When I look at an opportunity, I think of it as is this team, is this person, is this entrepreneur talking about a feature? Is it talking about a product, a company?
The old, how thin is the salami discussion?
Right. Or are they talking about remaking an entire industry? Right. So, it's across the board. One of the downsides of too much money in the system is, little sort of weak ideas can be funded as opposed to the big earth rattling, changing ideas.
What do you think are some of the little ideas, the messy things that are getting funded that probably aren't going to go anywhere?
I think there are lots of things like, an API to do, delivery, or a simple piece of software that could modify an existing photo app, or apps upon apps upon apps, things like that.
Conversely, what do you think are the big ideas that are dramatic and that are going to have momentum for years to come?
Yeah, I think what's happening now is, the internet as a platform is pervasive. We're at 2.5 billion going on 4 billion people with smartphones. Everyone's got a supercomputer in their pocket, and they're connected to the network. So we're going from 2 billion people who are nodes on the network to 4 billion people. So I think, solutions that can, band together passionate networks of people can create great barriers to entry for others. So, for instance, let's look at Facebook, for example. 1.6 billion people and growing. Pretty much it's a photo chat service, but it's compelling to consumers, so they're checking it many times a day. Pretty much unassailable, I think. So what are other types of applications that could attract that many people and bring in networks of interested people is I think, what's interesting.
Well, that's to the point. That's the Peter Thiel quote, right? We wanted flying cars and said we got 140 characters.
Right, right.
The notion of the ambition maybe isn't life-changing. As an investor, though, there's a lot more opportunity to hit singles than flying cars. He said, mixing metaphors.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. I mean, with my investor hat on, the investor, particularly the VC group, is, we're given a bucket of money, and our job is to, return that money and get a reasonable return on it greater than other asset classes. So, you do look at, earth-changing ideas, but you look at other things as well. But to me, even looking at other things, they have to be something that can achieve a value of a couple $100 million in the marketplace, either through an acquisition or through some IPO mechanism.
Well, it's like on the golf course. We didn't come here to lay up. Of course, we're going to go for it. Rich, I want to get to this notion of this quote I read about you, which, you know, is awesome, about suspending disbelief.
Right.
So I want you to give our audience an example of a time you suspended disbelief, you know, and something, you know, miraculous happened as a result.
Okay, great. There's a couple of those.
We got 40 seconds, I think, though.
Okay.
Oh, we got a minute. Go ahead.
A minute. Like in a science fiction movie, you suspend your disbelief so you can enjoy the story. I think I once met three PhD students from MIT who wanted to start a software company. They were 26 years old. They never worked a day in their life. They were in math camp from the time they were four. They wanted to do database as a service. I said, that's a big, audacious idea. We funded them. After a slow start of about a year and a half, they got traction in a cloud-based database service, and lo and behold, IBM came along and bought the company for $145 million 3 years later, and everybody was happy. We suspended our disbelief that these three guys, who were scientists, never had a software company, never worked, would be able to pull this off, and they did.
But they did. Cool stuff. Come back. Thank you for your patience. We know we had to listen to the president, but happy to listen to you as well. Rich Levendove, partner at Avalon Ventures, along with Woody Benson, venture partner at Launch Capital, Bloomberg contributor. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage Market Check coming your way in just a moment. This is Bloomberg.